Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hey, it is Debbie and Sunday Girl. Here's a Sunday boy who became a Sunday man yesterday. He just wallowed in it. He laughed, he cheered, he celebrated, and he just feels that really the bottom line is that there is nothing better than being a Liverpool fan. Stephen, good morning.
Hi, Frank. How are you keeping? Are you having a 7-Up there this morning?
A 7-Up. Gosh, how many more of these am I going to have to handle? I would hate to be a Man United fan. It must be awful, mustn't it? Can you imagine how bad they feel this morning? Like, would you think Johnny Hero will make it to the radio today? Is there any chance of him being on air today? To come up that corridor, to come into the lift, to come along the hallowed halls of City Keys, to, you know, to say things like, you know, I am a Manchester United fan. How on earth will he face the public when he goes live on the mic? How is he going to be able to take the stick, the abuse, the banter? Like, should we feel sympathy for them this morning?
No, I think the only way Johnny's going to get through this is by maybe watching the Magnificent Seven movie and then tuning into The Return of the Seven. That might get him geared up for the show. But in football, there is little sympathy for other football fans whenever their team gets a drubbing. And the bottom line is, Frank, the way Manchester United performed in that second half, they deserved a drubbing. It could have been more than 7-0. As good as Liverpool were going forward in the second half, I thought United were an embarrassment to the shirt. And some of the players, notably the captain, Bruno Fernandes, were a disgrace. If you think about previous captains like Brian Robson, like Roy Keane, you know, great players, great characters like that, they wouldn't have given up like Bruno Fernandes and his teammates did yesterday. It was shambolic. Once the third goal went in, I couldn't believe what I was seeing from Manchester United. And this from a Manchester United team who've really impressed since the World Cup. They won the League Cup last weekend. They'd moved into third position in the league title. People were saying that they were even in the league title race. They certainly aren't now. But, yeah, Manchester United were absolutely abysmal yesterday in that second half. I don't think anyone could really believe what they were seeing, given what had gone before the previous 2 months. And now it's up to Erik ten Hag to lift them. But for Manchester United fans, goodness me, when they were watching their team yesterday at Anfield, they must have been hiding behind the sofa, Frank, because it was a terrible show of play, of character, of desire, of heart. And Liverpool showed all of those characteristics and qualities and more.
Did you feel sorry for the Manchester United friends that you have yesterday evening? Did you want to comfort them?
You're enjoying this as much as me. No, because that's football, Frank. You know, listen, when Liverpool were going through a really rough patch not too long ago, there wasn't much sympathy and sorrow from Manchester United fans or Manchester City fans or Everton or Arsenal fans. It's just the game that we are in. You know, as long as you don't go too much over the top, you know, and it's just banter. I think it's okay because, listen, the next time Liverpool and Manchester United play, United could beat us handy as anything, just as they did earlier in the season, and then the shoe is on the other foot. So United fans can be crowing and bragging and giving out some stick. That's just the nature of the beast. I think the worst thing for Manchester United fans is not actually losing, but the manner of the defeat. Although we should pay a tribute to Liverpool, because Liverpool have been a shadow of the side they've been for the past 5-6 years this season. But they came to the party yesterday, and the front three of Gakpo, Nunez and Salah obviously scored twice apiece. But Salah was sensational throughout. He was really at a level that no other player could match. I thought Liverpool's midfield swamped United's midfield. And although Liverpool are still looking a bit shaky defensively, they're racking up a few clean sheets now. And that bodes well for a big finish. The thing is, though, while Liverpool won 7-0 against Manchester United last season, United could still have a far better season than Liverpool. Liverpool aren't going to win any trophies this season. The best that they're going to do in the league is fourth. United have got the League Cup in the bag. They're still in the FA Cup and they're still in the Europa League. So this could still turn out to be a phenomenal season for United, given all of the problems that they've had in recent seasons. But yesterday was a really sore one to take, because Liverpool and Manchester United is still the biggest game in the world, in my opinion. They're the two biggest clubs, and whenever you lose to your rivals, it's tough. Losing 7-0 in such embarrassing fashion, that is very, very painful, Frank.
I'm just going to play a little bit of John Murray, who's the great BBC commentator. Even he, who commentates on a match every single week, and maybe two matches a week, could hardly believe it. He was absolutely amazed at what was happening on the pitch in front of him, one of the great, I suppose, commentators of our time. And just on the I'll get that in a second, but just on the back of let's have a bit of John, who's an absolutely outstanding commentator.
There is the final whistle on a famous victory, a record victory for Liverpool against Manchester United. 7-0. 7-0. It needs to be written out. S-E-V-E-N. Two goals for Gakpo, two goals for Nunez, two goals for Salah, and then Roberto Firmino coming on to round it all off and put the gloss on an amazing day for Liverpool Football Club. Manchester United coming here full of confidence. Cup winners a week ago, looking at potential success on four fronts, and they've been beaten out of sight.
There he is. Excellent, absolutely amazingly fabulous commentator, one of the greats, John Murray, who's seen it all.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.